Today on the podcast, a short and sweet message about cutting the line. Are you expecting results in an unrealistic period of time? We're going to dive into this concept because a lot of you, I'd say most of you, and myself included in certain situations, we have totally jacked up expectations about how fast results should happen. And it's time to squash those right now, reset the expectations, and get us on a firm path towards success. Let's go.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 267 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Today, it was like 3 degrees this morning. Just last night, I got back from San Diego, where to them, they were bitching about how cold it was, and it was in the 50s, for God's sakes. Love it. This is what we call winter. It happens, so I don't even know why we're talking about it, but it's cold. I thought I'd start the show with that. Anyways, if you're not already bored and skipped on, you know, on to the next thing, let's get into the show, shall we? Fuck the weather. Let's talk about cutting the line. Are you cutting the line? Are you trying to cut the line? And you're probably like, no, I don't cut the line. I don't even cut corners, let alone the line. Well, in some ways you are. So let's talk about that. I'm doing this episode today because I wanted to dive deeper on a video I posted on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube Shorts. This reel that I did the other day about cutting the line and the arrogance and the entitlement and the disrespect that comes with this thinking. And we all do it with certain things in our lives. But I see it the most in a few different places with content creators. Okay? How long it's supposed to take before you start to get success or start to see some results, get some traction, start getting some business and clients from your social media content. I see it with, I'll just be blunt, it's people who ask to be on this podcast. I'm going to use that as the, I'm trying to teach a lesson here, and I'm going to use that as the example because on one hand, I don't blame them. I respect them for asking. But on the other hand, they're trying to cut the line. And I'll explain exactly what I mean by that. And then you're also expecting certain results to happen, but then you haven't even done the basic things to allow that success to happen. Like, you're like, where are my results? Where's all my business? But you haven't even taken step number one or step number two. So we're going to talk about the basics as well. You're going to find that you're trying to cut the line in a lot of situations in life. And my goal today is that you leave this episode, you finish watching this video, and you're like, you know what? It's time to just focus on doing the things consistently over time, and we're going to adjust your expectations. That is my goal here. My goal is to empower you. My goal is not to make you feel bad. It's not to make you feel like you're a piece of shit or you're entitled or anything like that, but just to provide some perspective and empower you to really just buckle down and get to work doing the right things. So let's do that. Before we do, quick housekeeping items. I have good news and bad news, okay? When it comes to the Massive Agent Society, I have good news and bad news. Let's start with the bad news. Bad news is open enrollment's closed, okay? You can no longer just go to the website and sign up and join our coaching group, the Massive Agent Society. What's super cool, we've almost tripled the size of our membership over the last 2 months. So the secret's getting out, which is really cool. But we closed it up yesterday, depending on when you're hearing this. February 1st, open enrollment closed. So that's the bad news. You're going to We will open it again this sometime in the next month or two, so stay tuned for that. And we do have a waiting list on the website. You can go add yourself to the waiting list to be notified first when we do reopen our coaching group. But now for the good news. The good news is you can still get in, but you have to be referred to join the group by one of our members. Okay, our society agents are now the gatekeepers. So you'll need to get a link from them. You'll need to get referred by one of our members to get in. Otherwise, open enrollment's totally closed. So that is it. So congrats to all of you who took action and did it and joined. And, you know, the reason that we open enrollment, take it away, open enrollment, take it, I'm filtering. Okay, I am intentionally creating friction to find the right people for the group. I don't want anyone who will pay money to join. That's not of interest to me. What is to have a group of killers and badasses and people that take action and entrepreneurs and big thinkers. That's who we need in the group. So I make it a little harder sometimes to see who really is going to take action and really who wants it. So you guys who did, congratulations. You guys who will again in the future, I'm excited to see that once the opportunity becomes available. So, all right. Now, it is important that you understand, if you want to hit your goals this year, you can't afford to make things harder than they need to be. And a lot of you, based on, you know, the tools you're using or not using to manage your business, to take care of your leads, to do your drip campaigns, if you even have them, some of you are making it so much harder. It's like you're trying to fight with one hand tied behind your back. Well, what you need is a system like Follow Up Boss, okay? The CRM and business growth platform that pretty much all the major top producers, the biggest teams, all the award winners, every big real estate agent or team that you've ever heard of, they're pretty much all using Follow Up Boss. And that is not by accident. That's not just a coincidence. What's really cool is Follow Up Boss wants you to see what all the hubbub's about. They want you to see why it's used by so many of the top performers in our industry. So because you're a listener of the show, Follow Up Boss will give you a 30-day free trial, and they don't even ask you for a credit card. You don't even need it. Try Follow Up Boss for free for 30 days. Actually use it and see for yourself why the vast majority of the top producers and highest selling agents in our industry are all using it. Just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss to start your trial right now. And while you're doing that, while you're, you know, optimizing the tools you have available, the systems you use, you may as well optimize where you're getting your information from. You could spend an hour a day educating yourself, reading headlines, reading the Wall Street Journal, going to Twitter, you know, going to BAM, which is not a bad idea at all. But if you're trying to like go find all this information and then curate it and then come up with your own idea of what it means and then figure out how to communicate it to your clients, again, you're doing so much extra work you don't have to. There's Keeping Current Matters. Just use KCM. Okay, KCM is a cheat code that top performers, all the biggest and most well-known real estate advisors in each community are all using. So you can use Keeping Current Matters as well. Get a free trial of KCM by going to trykcm.com/bam. And because you know your shit, you can now become one of the go-to experts in your market, one of the advisors that consumers seek out because you figured out how to know what's happening and actually communicate that in a way that consumers will understand and resonate with. Keeping Current Matters is absolutely worth your consideration, so go check that out. Let's talk about cutting the line, all right? Like I said, I posted a reel a week or so ago about cutting the line, and it was just a short one, but I talk about how you don't realize it, but by expecting certain results, but let me reframe this, okay? Specifically, I know a lot of content creators get very frustrated with how long it takes before your content starts to gain traction, before you grow a following, before people will hire you. You may see your follower count going up. You may see your engagement going up. You may see your views going up on all your stuff, but you're like, how come no one's hiring me yet? And then you've only been doing it for 3 months or less, right? And you're like, no, damn it. I should be further ahead. It's absolutely arrogant, and it's entitled, and it's disrespectful to those that have been putting in the work for years to expect that after just 3 months that you're going to have the same results. To think that you could or should have the same results after 3 months as someone that's been doing it for 3 years is just ridiculous, right? It's unreasonable. But that's how you're operating. And look, call it impatience, call it whatever you want, but if you are expecting results in less time than everyone else than everyone else has had to pay to get there. There's some entitlement in there. You're trying to cut the line. You're trying to avoid paying the price that everyone else has paid to get the thing, to get the results, to get to that destination. There's a reason why you can't just post 4 videos and then skip a month and then post 3 more and then boom, you have a million followers and a thriving business. There's a reason why. It takes work. It takes consistency. It takes consistent action, and it takes all that practice to get better at the thing. Like if we're talking about doing videos, you may be very energetic and very charismatic in your videos, but what if you're choosing topics that nobody gives a shit about? Maybe you're very energetic and charismatic and you're great on camera and you're comfortable and the lighting's perfect and you have a great camera. Everything's dialed in. You have a studio behind you, but you're still doing videos about stuff that only you want people to see. They don't really care. They don't want to know. They don't want to sit through a video on why an FHA loan is a good idea. They don't care about that. You need to learn how to do better hooks, how to craft, how to take that topic of an FHA loan. And instead of saying, hey, did you know that you can only put 3.5% down and buy a house? What if instead the hook was, here's how you can buy a $1 million house for just $35K? That's going to get someone's attention. Like, wait a minute, a $1 million house for $35K? Then they're going to keep watching because they're like, how does this work? And then you explain how the FHA loan only requires 3.5% down. And in certain markets with high loan limits that are over $1 million, that's possible. So, but you have to learn how to hook them in the beginning. It takes practice to do that. It takes intention. It takes deciding that that's worth getting good at first. So it takes work. It takes time. You can't figure all that out in the first week. You can't. So if you are, just audit yourself, check yourself. If you are subconsciously really frustrated that you don't have the same results as somebody that's been doing it for years and you've only been doing it for months, you're trying to cut the line. Rather than focusing on the results and using the results as the metric, if you're using the results as the metric, like I need 5 listings in 6 months or this content shit doesn't work, you're doing it wrong. You may have 5 listings the first 30 days. I don't know. Or it may take 18 months. I don't know. There's a lot of variables to it. A lot of variables. So if you just focus on doing the daily activities, recording the video, posting it in all the places, and then you watch it, like, how can I do this better? Is that really an attention-grabbing first few seconds, or did I introduce myself? Oh, shit, I introduced myself again. Well, you go again, and you're like, okay, don't introduce yourself. Do a hook. And is the hook any good? Like, it takes practice. It takes repetition. You can't just throw a football perfectly the first time you pick it up. You have to do it over and over and over and over. This is no different. Nothing in business is any different than this. Like, it takes practice to do good shit. So expect that, all right? So with content, a lot of you are trying to cut the line by having unrealistic expectations about how fast you should be seeing results. And you're setting yourself up for failure by putting certain results as the measurement of success versus, hey, I'm just going to post every day for 90 days on these 3 platforms. And if I do that, I've succeeded. And if I have better videos on day 90 than on day 1, and the views have gone up and everything like that, and you've grown your audience, you've probably done well. You're making progress. So then keep going. I don't know if you've gotten listings. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. It doesn't mean that you're not about to get a ton of them. So try not to take those results and use those to measure success, because that's actually selling yourself short. It's setting yourself up for failure, and it's selling yourself short. It's not fair to you because there's so much of it is out of your control. There's the algorithm. There's what consumers want. There's all sorts of stuff. Let's talk about in the context of doing the basics. Social media, okay? I don't know any agent that isn't consciously trying to get business from their social media. And now most most agents that I talk to who aren't getting business from social are frustrated. And then most of the time when I look and I kind of audit their shit, I go look at their profiles, I find the same things. They have skipped step one and step two. They just start doing content, but which is great. Like, that's good. But you need to do some of the basics. First off, if I go to your Instagram or if I go to your Facebook and I can't instantly, or at least within the first few seconds, tell exactly which market you're in, where do you live, where do you work, and what you do for a living, you're fucking up. Okay? There are agents that I try to find out. First off, I don't know their agents. Okay? I will sometimes, every once in a while, I'll see a video or I'll get a message from somebody and I click on their profile just to like, hey, who is this person? I don't know who it is. And I can't tell. Are they in real estate? Are they in mortgage? Do they sell soap? Are they a restaurant owner? Is it a fucking dentist? I can't tell because it doesn't say anywhere. And their content doesn't give any clue because it's all over the place. It's their dog. It's a park. It's an airplane. It's a graphic with a quote. I know what to look for. Like, I'm a wizard with this shit. So, but if the average consumer cannot see who you are, where you are, and what you do, no wonder you're not getting any business. Make sure that you've done the basics. Your Facebook account, does it show what you do? And it doesn't need to be realtor stuff everywhere, but like, come on, look at it. And if you stumbled across your account, would you know what you do for a living? Would you know where you work? Would you know who you service and what you specialize in? Make sure that you check those basics. It boggles my mind how often I cannot find where someone's located and what they do for a living on Facebook and or Instagram. It's wild to me. Make sure that you have the basics done because you can't expect to be crushing it if no one knows what the hell you do. Crazy. And finally, if some of this comes across as arrogant, I'm sorry. It's certainly not meant to. It's just factual and straightforward. If you know me personally, you know I'm the furthest thing from arrogant. I am confident, and I do know that our podcast kicks ass, and we have a fairly large audience for a real estate podcast. So I'll speak plainly. You're adults. I don't need to speak to you as if you're children. So here's the deal. I get a lot of people asking to be on this podcast. I'll get random messages, possibly from you. Hey, you should have me on the podcast sometime. I'd love to be on your podcast. Look, I completely respect you asking. I understand that it's better to ask than to not. I'll tell you a story in a second about how I got on a podcast with one of the executives from my brokerage, from EXP, who he didn't know who I was a week prior. Okay, I'll tell you that story and how that came about, because I think that will kind of clue you in as to the message that I'm trying to get across today and the message that's really going to empower you moving forward. But look, I'm flattered that you'd want to be on this podcast. I really am. Like, it boggles my mind that this has become a podcast that the industry listens to, that I'm seen as a leader to some people, and I think that that's fair. I believe that I've certainly grown into that role, and I believe it's earned and justified. At the same time, it's wild to see what happens when you just talk to the internet for 5 straight years. You know, like, to see what we've built is mind-boggling. So I'm truly humbled and honored that you would want to be on the show. But far too many of you guys are trying to cut the line. And here's what I mean by that. You haven't put in the work to get on our radar. Like, I don't know who you are. I've never seen you, never come across you. Sometimes you're not even following me. And so it's, you know, look, the people that have been on the show are people who I want to talk to. I know about them. I know who they are. Whether I personally know them and am connected with them, or they were recommended to me by someone else that I look up to and respect and trust. They're like, hey, I had this guest on my show. They're fantastic. You should look at them. And because I trust that other podcast host, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Great. But you've got to do the work to get on my radar. This is not just about me. This is if you're trying to speak on stage at Inman or something like that, and you're like, "Hey, I'm a random person. Let me speak." They're like, "Who are you? What have you done?" You need to make yourself familiar. If you just walked up to a random stranger, or even if you had 100 buyers, people that are like, "I'm ready to buy a house today," and you walk into the room of those 100 people that are ready to buy a house today, and you were like, "Hey, I'm an agent, hire me," they're going to be like, "Who are you?" Whereas then you have someone who follows you, who's all over the city on billboards, all over the damn internet with Facebook ads. They do videos all over the place. They've been interviewed on the local news. They have flyers that go out. They have door hangers. They're doing postcards that they plaster neighborhoods with. They show up in that room. People recognize that agent. They're like, "Oh, I see you everywhere. Yes, cool. I'm ready to buy a house. You're our person." Because they're familiar. They've earned that familiarity. If you are trying to get on a podcast or speak on a stage somewhere, you have to earn that. You have to earn getting on the radar. So every single one of the guests on this show, I've heard of or have known about. None of them have been strangers. None of them. I'm not just going to have a rando on the show. Like, that would be a wild gamble, plus makes no sense. So the guests on the show, they're highly visible on social. They seem interesting to me. They seem like I could learn something from them, or I could, they have something of value that I could teach the audience. They're recommended to me. Sometimes they've just invested in the Massive Agent Society. They've joined our group. So now they're on my radar and I see what they're up to. I see what they're doing. I see what's working for them. And so I know. And, you know, sometimes they're doing a lot less production than you, but they've done the work to get on my radar. You see the difference? It's not just about how much production you do. That's part of it. It's part of it. But they join the society and they're leaders in that group, or they're members of my team. They've actually partnered with us. They're actually business partners of mine within our team, and we're working together. So they've partnered with me and I know what they're up to and I know what's working for them. So just because you haven't, you have to put in the work, all right? If I say no, or if I don't respond to your request, it doesn't mean that you're not awesome. It doesn't mean that you're not worthy of being on the show. It's just that you haven't put in the work to get on our radar and to show up. This is what I mean by cutting the line. You can't just reach out to someone. Now, you can. Here's the difference. You should be asking. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Yes, it doesn't hurt to ask. I believe those things. But you cannot get upset or hurt when you get turned down when you haven't put in the work to earn that. See the difference? Absolutely ask. Absolutely raise your hand. Absolutely throw your name in the hat. But then when you don't get the job, or you don't get hired to be on the stage, or you don't get chosen to be a guest on the show, you can't be offended or butthurt or pissed off, because that's entitlement. You tried to cut the line, you weren't allowed to, and you, in your own way, you threw a little hissy fit. Unfortunately, I see this, and I want you to be aware, because we all do this in some way in our lives. Ultimately, you need to buckle down, do the stuff that you know you should be doing, do it consistently, keep doing it, don't stop doing it, get better at doing it, and if you just do that long enough, stubbornly, if you're just stubborn enough to just keep freaking going and improving along the way, you will get results. You will earn a spot on the stage. You will earn the ability to be a guest on the show or any other show, because you will put in the work so that we can see you. You need to put in that work. Stop trying to cut the line. Put in the work. You all know whatever that means to you. Make sure that that little shift that's happening in your head right now, don't fight it. Run with it, because you know it's going to help you. You know it's going to empower you. Stay the course. Get shit done. Appreciate you guys listening. See ya.